Welcome to the one-minute movie review of Munich, written by Tony Kushner and Eric Roth and directed by Steven Spielberg. It features Eric Bana as Abner, Daniel Craig as Steve, Ciaran Hinds as Carl, Matthew Kasowitz as Robert, Hans Zischler as Hans, Ayelet Zoror as Daphne, and Jeffrey Rush as Ephraim. Munich is a Mount Everest of moral ambiguity, and at 164 minutes running time, this mountain is as long as it is tall. The motivation for the events of the movie was the capture of 11 Israeli athletes at the 1972 Olympics, their deaths, and the escape of the Black September perpetrators. In the movie, Mossad agent Abner is recruited to lead a group of five men who will seek to assassinate those responsible for the terrorist atrocity. The murders begin cleanly with careful eliminations, but gradually become less precise, involving innocent people. Then attacks directed at the assassins start to strike home, and ambiguity about who is doing what and why grows with each minute. There are copious amounts of tension, suspense, revenge, and paranoia. Well-acted and well-filmed, this movie catalogs the corrosive effect of violence on people who believe they must commit violence to protect an ideal. But Munich fails to pass judgment on governmental use of violence, and whether violence makes ideals meaningless. I gotta go before they get me. If you would enjoy hearing more of these one-minute movie reviews, write me at daddyknowsbest@mac.com.